I just released another true crime story about the recent case of Dylan Rounds and his mysterious disappearance. It can be viewed on my new channel, Donovan Dread True Crime. It's a fascinating story and the links are below. In this episode, we are going to hear from several police officers and their strange and creepy encounters while on the job. This story takes place in upstate New York in the town of Lewis. The officer on duty is responding to a domestic disturbance call when he and his fellow officer caught something they had never encountered before on camera. On March 16, 2011, I was working as a state trooper in upstate New York. It was around 10:30 p.m. when I received a call from dispatch about a domestic disturbance at an address on Route 10 in the town of Lewis. I headed out to the location and arrived there in about 15 minutes from the call. When I pulled up to the residence, there were two other police cars already there with their lights still flashing. I parked my patrol car behind one of them and got out. As soon as I did, another officer approached me and said that he needed some help with something strange that had happened at this location. He told me that he didn't know what it was, but it wasn't anything he had ever seen before. He asked if I would come over and take a look at something on his video camera while he explained what had happened. I agreed and we walked over to his patrol car where he showed me footage from his dash cam. The timestamp on the video read 10:23 p.m. when it started recording. The first thing you see is him pulling up into the driveway of this residence after being dispatched to respond to this call for help. As he pulls up, you can see a large dark figure standing in the driveway in front of the patrol car. The driveway is about 100 yards long and has a slight incline at the end. The area where this creature was standing was very dark due to the lack of lighting in that area. The only light came from his patrol car's headlights. As he pulls up, you can see this large dark figure standing right in front of his car. It appears to be around 7 feet tall with long hair all over its body. It slowly walks towards the vehicle as if it were walking downhill and not on a flat surface. This area of the driveway was pretty flat. It's only moving its legs and not its arms. It was walking in a very odd way. Then it goes down onto all fours and runs past the right side of the patrol car, taking off into the woods. The face was kind of blurry, so we had to play back the footage several times, but you could make out that it had a snout. After watching the video, I asked him if anyone else had seen this footage yet, and he told me no one had except for another officer who arrived at the scene shortly after him. He said the officer was so shocked by what he saw that he was speechless for a few minutes. I took out my cell phone and recorded the footage from the dash cam. I later downloaded it to my computer and have kept a copy ever since. After looking at this footage, we begin scanning the property with a spotlight to see if we can see this thing. The homeowners originally complained about these loud crying sounds outside of their home, and their trash cans were spilled all over the place. We spent an hour at the residence scanning the property, but this thing was gone or hiding in the woods waiting for us to leave. The officer I was with that night is a very experienced police officer. He has been working on the force for over 20 years and has never seen anything like this before. I've seen a lot of strange things in 10 years as an officer, but this takes the cake. I don't know what this thing is, but it isn't human. It's not a dog or any other type of animal that I've ever seen before. This next story takes place in New Mexico, when a state trooper witnesses something out of the ordinary and is shocked at what he finds. I was working as a state trooper in the summer of 2008. I was working alone on a midnight shift, patrolling a small town about an hour from our station. I was driving around town when I saw what looked like a man and a woman arguing in front of an apartment complex. The woman was yelling at the man who just stood there and appeared to be ignoring her. She then slapped him across the face and he still didn't do anything. As I drove past them, my headlights caught them for a moment and I could see that she had long blonde hair and was wearing a white dress or a nightgown. The man had dark hair with glasses on and appeared to be wearing jeans and a shirt. They both appeared to be in their mid-20s or so. About 5 minutes later, I noticed that they were walking down the street towards me. So I turned off my lights to avoid blinding them as they walked by my patrol car, which was parked along the side of the road. As they got closer, I realized that the man was carrying a large black sack. He appeared to be struggling with it as they walked past my car. I stepped out of my patrol car, approaching them to ask them if everything was all right. The man immediately dropped the bag and started yelling at me that he didn't do anything wrong, and that he had every right to carry whatever he wanted, wherever he wanted. The woman just stood there crying hysterically with her hands over her face. The man continued yelling at me, so I told him that I needed him to step over to my patrol car. He complied, but he kept screaming about his rights as an American citizen and how he wasn't doing anything wrong. At that point, it was very obvious that there was something or someone in that bag. I opened up the back of my patrol car and I told him that I was going to place him in the back of my car until he calmed down. I closed the door to my patrol car and walked over to the black sack which had fallen on the sidewalk where he dropped it. The woman was still standing there crying, but she didn't move as I approached her with my flashlight shining on the bag. When I got close enough, I could see that there appeared to be a body inside of it because a shoe was sticking out. When I shined my light into the bag, I saw that it was a cut-up body wrapped in plastic. I immediately had the woman placed into the back of the car and called for backup. We eventually found out that this was a drug deal gone bad, and the man who I eventually arrested shot and killed one of his customers for hitting on his girlfriend. This happened in 2008 in a small town in Vermont, when an officer encounters the strangest thing he's ever dealt with while on the job. I was an officer for a small town in Vermont. I was working the midnight shift, and it was about 2 a.m. when I got a call from dispatch to go to a local restaurant that had been broken into. The dispatcher said that the owner of the restaurant had reported seeing someone inside the building and wanted us to check it out. We were about 5 minutes away, so I told dispatch we would be there shortly. My partner and I pulled up in front of the restaurant and walked around back where we found an open door. We could see that the lights were on inside. It turned out that all of the doors were locked except for the back door, so whoever broke in must have just walked right in through the back door. As we checked around inside, we noticed it was very messy, like someone had been trying to look for something, possibly trying to find a safe. Then, as we were checking behind some shelves near an office area, I heard some noise coming from outside by the front door. I went to check it out and I saw two people walking down the street towards us. They stopped when they saw me standing there with my flashlight and badge. They asked if everything was okay at this place because they had seen lights flashing inside when they walked by about 30 minutes ago. I told them that we have just arrived on the scene and I asked if they had seen anyone inside, but they said no. They didn't come close to the building because it looked creepy to them with all of the lights flashing. That's when I heard my partner yell. I turned around to go back inside and he was standing in the doorway leading to an office area. He said that he had found something and I should come check it out. I went into the office and he was shining his flashlight on the wall. There were scratches all over the wall and someone had written "help me" in what looked like blood. I told him that we needed to get out of there and call for backup. We went back out through the back door and around the other side of the building to get back to our patrol car. As we walked around on the other side, I noticed that there were no lights on inside anymore. That's really odd because they were just on 30 seconds ago. Then my partner yelled, "Look!" pointing at a window about 6 feet off of the ground. There were scratches all over the window and someone had written "help me" in blood on the glass. The same thing as inside. I took a picture of it with my phone. Both of us were completely freaked out and we went and sat in our vehicle while we waited for backup. About 15 minutes later, two other officers arrived. I told them what we had found and we went inside to check it out. We walked around the building the way we came out and pointed out the window to them, but it was gone. No scratches or blood on the window. That's when I got completely freaked out because I pulled up my phone and showed them both the picture of the scratches and how it said "help me," which appeared to be written in blood. We were all so confused at this point. We go inside and the same thing. Nothing is there. No writing on the wall or anything. The place still looks disheveled though. We were all there for 30 minutes before we had to leave the site. There was nothing for us to do. It was the creepiest thing that I've ever encountered on the job. This happened near Shasta Lake in California, when an officer on patrol witnessed something he's never seen before. This occurred in the summer of 2011. I was a police officer in Redding, California. I was on patrol by myself one night and had just finished taking a report of a minor traffic accident. It was about 2 a.m. when I left the area of the accident. I was traveling westbound on Highway 299 towards Redding. As I approached a turnoff, my headlights caught an object moving across the road in front of me. My first thought was that it must be a person crossing the highway at that location. As my patrol car neared the spot where this thing had crossed, it had suddenly appeared on the roadway directly in front of me, about 75 feet away. It had covered quite a distance in a very little time. It had stood there for a few seconds, then dashed off into some heavy brush to my right along the edge of the highway. The creature was massive, and its stride as it ran in front of me was incredibly long and fluid. I immediately stopped my patrol car to better see this creature through the brush. It was at this time I realized that what I had just seen was not a person. It had been much too large and had this odd shape to its body. It looks like it stood about 6 or 7 feet tall with a very muscular build. The legs were very long in proportion to its body, and the arms were also long but not proportioned to its leg length. It had a large boxy head with no discernible neck, and the hair on this creature was dark brownish black in color. The creature moved through the underbrush for about 30 seconds when suddenly there was a flash of light from inside its location. The light appeared to come from some kind of electronic device, as it emitted a bright white-yellow glow that seemed to soften in an orange glow as it faded away completely after about 5 seconds or so. I sat there for several minutes waiting for this creature to reappear, but it never did. I then returned to my patrol car, driving along the edge of the highway to try and find this thing. I couldn't find anything. I have seen bears in the wild before while I was working as a police officer, and what I saw that night was nothing like a bear. The animal was much too tall and had this very strange shape to its body. The head was much more boxy than any bear that I've ever seen. The entire encounter lasted about 5 minutes from the time I first saw this creature until it disappeared into the brush after that flash of light. I don't understand how the two are connected. This happened in August of 2017, when an officer who was patrolling a more remote area outside of Cincinnati saw something he never encountered before. His fellow officer also is a witness to the event. I was traveling down a dirt road that runs through some heavily wooded areas. The area is fairly well populated, but not many houses are located in the area that I was patrolling. As I drove along, I noticed a light in the woods to my right. At first, I thought it was a flashlight being used by someone walking through the woods. As I got closer, though, I realized that this was not the case. The light was far too large and bright for it to be a flashlight. I could see that the light appeared to be emanating through some type of large disc-shaped object that was partially hidden in the brush. From what I could tell, the object had a smooth metallic surface and appeared to be about 5 feet tall. I stopped my patrol car and stared at the object for a few minutes, trying to make sense of what I was seeing. I did not make any sound, and there were no other lights in this area, like from a house or street lights. Finally, I decided I should call for backup, and I cautiously approached the object with my flashlight and my weapon drawn. As I got closer, about 15 feet away, I could feel a slight vibration coming from the object. At that point, I decided to turn around and just wait for backup. As I turned around, I heard a very loud thump behind me. When I looked to see what it was, this object had risen 10 feet off the ground and was hovering above the brush. It started moving slowly towards me and began to make this low humming sound like an electric motor winding up. I was still heading towards my patrol car, and as I approached and got into the driver's seat, the object suddenly shot straight up into the air at a very high speed. It stopped about 100 feet above me and hovered there for around 30 seconds. At that point, it slowly descended towards the woods on the other side of the road, about 200 yards away, and disappeared behind some trees. Once it was out of sight is when backup arrived. I told my fellow officer what had happened, and we drove over to the other side of the woods to where it disappeared to. He got into my patrol car and we drove over together. As we approached, we could hear this low humming noise and felt this vibration through our bodies. That's when we both witnessed this object take off into the sky, leaving this vapor trail behind it that quickly disappeared. It was the strangest thing I've ever encountered during my 23 years of duty.